Introduction. Good morning, everybody. My name is Chamindu Deepagoda, a PhD candidate from the Aalborg University, Denmark. And my presentation today is on gas diffusivity-based analysis of tomato growth media. A brief introduction to my study. As we all know, a well-aerated porous medium is one of the key requirements for successful plant growth. And plant roots respire carbon dioxide and breathe oxygen, so they yield higher carbon dioxide levels and low oxygen levels in the root zone. Both of them are actually harmful for root development. And therefore, efficient gas exchange process should be established between the root zone and the atmosphere. The gas diffusion is the main process whereby gases move between the atmosphere and the root zone. And here the key parameter is the soil gas diffusion coefficient, DP, which should be accurately predicted to quantify soil aeration. So we set the objectives of the present study as to examine gas diffusivity, which is the gas diffusion coefficient in soil divided by the gas diffusion coefficient in free air, and the critical window of diffusivity for five prospective tomato growth media. Here the critical window of diffusivity is the interval of air-filled porosity where gas diffusivity is sufficiently enough to keep soil aerated. And we defined the critical window of diffusivity based on the critical value of gas diffusivity for soil aeration and plant growth. And also to extend a recent gas diffusivity model to describe aggregated growth media which show large percolation threshold. We will soon be looking into gas percolation threshold in detail. And also finally to explain gas diffusivity and critical window of diffusivity for porous media mixes using a simple diffusivity mixing model. Here are the media I used in this study. We used five tomato growth media, three aggregated media, foam glass, perlite, and Growworld, and two fiber-based materials, rock wool and cocoa core, and also a couple of media mixes. So you can see the textures of the materials here. You can have a close look if you want later. And the measurements included water retention and gas diffusivity all the way from wet to dry, based on 100 cubic centimeter repacked samples. And here in this study, I will only focus on gas diffusivity measurements and modeling. Okay, before moving into the design concept of gas diffusivity models, I will briefly introduce the percolation threshold concept using two example figures. Here you can see the gas diffusivity variation with air-filled porosity for one of our media, perlite, which is obviously two-region model, which has two regions, region 1, the inter-aggregate region, and the region 2, intra-aggregate region. And also it shows a clear percolation threshold here, which is the air-filled porosity below which gas diffusivity remains essentially zero because of the water blockage in the inter-aggregate region. So this type of media are very common as they show two regions and also they show one percolation threshold in region 1. Although not common, some media might show two percolation thresholds. For instance, foam glass. It's also a bimodal soil, shows two regions, region 1 and region 2. And also it shows one percolation threshold in region 1, as it showed with perlite in previous example. And also it shows another percolation threshold in region 2 because of the water blockage in the intra-aggregate region. So in order to predict gas diffusivity in this type of media, we have to take account of percolation threshold effects. So to take account of these percolation thresholds, we revisited a concept of inactive pore space. So inactive pore space is basically the pore space that does not contribute to gas diffusivity. You can see here the inactive pore space variation with air-filled porosity for a media which show a distinct percolation threshold in region 1, as we observed with perlite. So you can see the inactive pore space first increases linearly with increasing air-filled porosity in a one-to-one line until it reaches a maximum at the percolation threshold, and thereafter with further increase with air-filled porosity, it decreases the inactive pore space decreases as the inactive pores now get gradually connected and they become actually active. So this variation will be linear or non-linear, but here we assumed it as linear for simplicity. And this is how we can describe it mathematically. and it's actually already presented by Moldrup et al. In 2005. In this present study, we simply extended this concept into the second region to describe media which show percolation thresholds both in region 1 and in region 2. You can see now the concept that we presented in the previous example is simply extended into the second region, assuming the two regions are conceptually analogous. So here we can see the same equations as we saw in previous slides, and it is extended for region 1 because it is completely analogous. And then we use this inactive Poisson space in our grass diffusivity models to predict a percolation threshold. But we first estimate inactive Poisson space, we have to first estimate the percolation threshold. How to estimate percolation threshold? To estimate percolation threshold in region 1, we used a new relationship we observed in a recent study between the percolation threshold and the mean particle diameter. You can see the data presented here in gray color are those media we used to develop this relationship, and we have also shown a couple of media from the present study to show that it is actually in agreement with the linear relationship. So this is the final linear relationship that we used to predict percolation threshold from the mean particle diameter. So we first predicted the percolation threshold, then we used this percolation threshold in previous equations to predict inactive Poisson space, then we used those inactive Poisson space in one of our gas diffusivity models that we recently developed, which we called the density corrected model, to predict gas diffusivity in media exhibiting percolation thresholds in region 1. So this is basically the same model, same density corrected model, but we can see an inactive Poisson space term appearing here to predict gas diffusivity in media with higher percolation threshold. So this set of equations are only for the media showing a percolation threshold in region 1, and I have a similar set of equations that I have not shown here for media showing percolation thresholds both in region 1 and region 2. So these are some data that are for gas diffusivity variation with airfield porosity for 6 porous media, and I also used inactive Poisson space density corrected model, the new model, to predict the gas diffusivity. So for some media, I use two region inactive Poisson space density corrected model where necessary. And also, we assumed a critical diffusivity value for soil aeration at 0.02, which is basically the lowest gas diffusivity, below which gas diffusivity is not enough to keep the soil aerated, and it will affect the plant growth. So based on that value, we defined what we call a critical window of diffusivity, as I shown here, between this critical value and the boundary between the two regions. So the larger the critical window width, the better the media performs in terms of oxygen diffusivity. So I have shown the critical windows of diffusivity for all the media presented here. They are measured in terms of air contents. So we observed that most of the critical windows are comparable size, ranging between 0.2 and 0.3, except for rock pool, which has a very large critical window, about 0.52, meaning that it is a highly aerated medium. But if you look at closely the water retention characteristics of rock pool, we can see that it has a very narrow, what we call a critical water window, defined between plant wilting point and field capacity. So it clearly wins in oxygen window, but it fails in water window. So it's important here, we emphasize that this critical window analysis of oxygen diffusivity should be done in parallel with the other critical aspects of media design, especially with water, because oxygen and water and nutrients, they are critical but complementary, so they should be examined in parallel when we design a growth media. And also we looked a little bit into porous media mixes. We already observed mixes of gas, foam glass and perlite and the perm glass and a mix. And here the objective was to develop a simple mixing model for gas diffusivity, to predict gas diffusivity in a mix when we know the gas diffusivities in the pure media and also the mixing fractions of each media. So here, this is the equation first we suggested, where m is the weighting coefficient for the two media, for given two media mixes. For instance, for foam glass and perlite, we found the m in this form, where VFG is the volume fraction of foam glass. So these are some results of the mixing model. The first figure shows the mixing model performance for the measured data for two PO media, perlite and foam glass, and also for one media mix. Actually, we observed that the mixing model, although it is simple, it performed well with the measured data. And here is the mixing model simulations at differing foam glass volume fractions. And also we looked at the critical window of diffusivity at different foam glass volume fractions. We observed that up to about 60% of foam glass volume fraction, the critical window did not vary significantly, but thereafter it dropped sharply towards the PO foam glass media. So to conclude, we observed five tomato growth media based on oxygen diffusivity and critical window of diffusivity, and we extended a recent gas diffusivity model to develop an inactive pore space density corrected model to describe gas diffusivity in aggregated media. And we identified mean particle diameter as a key design parameter, and we used a simple mixing model to examine gas diffusivity and critical window of diffusivity. And here we finally re-emphasize that this critical window-based analysis is only one of many critical aspects of media design. Especially, we have to take account into physical, chemical, and biological aspects to have a thorough media characterization. With that, I would like to conclude, and I would like to finally acknowledge the SoilETES Group project, and also the STEA project, and our international partners for facilitating this project. Thank you very much. This value? Do you mean this value? Or?
Okay, you're saying your critical, your CWD.
Yeah.
You're referring to
between the critical window, between the critical gas diffusivity and the interaggregate between the boundary between the two regions. Because we are assuming here a critical state, a steady state, soon after irrigation, where water is moving through the interaggregate porosity, they are closing, kind of closing the window of gas diffusivity. So if you have a bigger, large window of diffusivity, that will actually help to keep the soil media aerated for plant growth.
Okay, but are you afraid that, I mean, at one point you will have limiting water to available to the plant as you enter that? You'll get more aeration as you dry your substrate. But at the same time, diffusivity might not be limiting anymore, but you'll be facing serious So is that window that important, or shouldn't be more restricted, taking into account that water availability will limit plant growth rather than gas diffusion?
No, actually, here we only looked at water and critical gas diffusivity window. We haven't looked at water window here. Did you understand?
Any other question? All right, so thank you so much.